Visiting with Josh Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Josh, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
We made it to the end of the school year.
We did, yeah. Last week we were able to send kids out the door and wish them well for the summer. And we got teachers coming back for the next couple of days here, but we'll be putting a bow tie on everything and wrapping it up.
All right. One thing, and we'll pass it along right away, of course, right at the end of the school year, right before graduation, tragic accident. And again, a popular student.
You know, one thing that I found is small towns, everybody knows everybody. And that can be, in this situation, a really hard thing. Whenever you lose a student, it's a tragic situation. I guess our sentiments and feelings go out for the family and those that are close. But yeah, it's definitely impacted a number of students and staff members, and just a tragic situation overall.
I know that the announcement that you had put out right away for the district, for the patrons, was our grief team is activated. We're ready. We're stationed. If you need anybody to talk to, whether it be a community member or a student, welcome to come.
Yes. Yeah. Ultimately, I kind of looked at it as almost the layers of an onion, and you got to really address that core. So, you know, immediately I wanted to make sure that family was okay. So I was able to speak to them and see what supports they need. And then you start to look at the layers of influence, you know, his friend group, teachers, et cetera, and going all the way out to the community. Mm-hmm. And we were able to partner with Heartland AEA. Again, I just can't say enough for our partnership there. I called them right away in the morning and said, hey, we had a tragic situation and we might need some grief counselors. And they were able to deliver and we really mobilized them and really made our library a centralized location just for kids that have never had to deal with a tragic situation or death, be able to process with their friends and with our staff members.
Knew a couple of them were part of that team that head up there. And so, and the family did approach you and ask about maybe using the gymnasium because of the size of the ceremony they anticipated. So that'll be later in the week.
Yeah, later in the week, they reach out to the school district, and we graciously would love to be able to support them. So the services and everything will be Thursday.
Let's get back to graduation. Had a lot of seniors, a lot of very productive seniors that are headed off. And again, it was a good ceremony. Everything worked out pretty well. It was a little breezy, I think, there for part of it.
It was, yeah. Overall, honestly, I was just so impressed with the number of people that have their hands involved in it behind the scenes, in order for a wonderful event to go off. But yeah, we had on, I believe it was May 19th,
yeah, 19th.
We had our graduation ceremony at 2:30, and it was about an hour and a half service, wonderful service overall. We had, I believe, 59 graduates that walked across the stage, 100% graduation rate this year for Ogden Community Schools.
Like that, don't
yes, we love that. We love to hear that. And overall, just a great event to really symbolize a next chapter. We're closing a chapter in those individual young men and women's lives, and then they're entering into a new chapter in their life. And we're really excited for what they'll be able to do in the future.
And for the Ogden District, you guys do through the alumni and so on, they keep them involved in their in their school.
Yeah, in between, you know, the Alumni Association and just really trying to connect and making sure that they have the supports and things that they need to be successful as they transition. Hopefully a number of them are going to be either entering into the workforce or entering into a two-year degree, maybe apprenticeship, into the military, or even into a four-year pathway. Yeah. So, we're excited about all of them entering into those options.
Do you follow along? I mean, I don't know. Each district does it a little bit differently. They like to know what their graduates have done maybe a year or two down the road. Are you still moving forward? Did what we taught you and helped you with, is that helping you move forward?
Yeah, sometimes there are those surveys that they send out, and that's something honestly that I need to reach out and find out a little bit more about and see if that's something that our high school principal does. I think it's a great idea. It really is, were you prepared for what you are entering into, mm-hmm. and what might we be able to do more effectively before you walk across that stage? So I don't have that answer, Jim, but I think it's something that
I just know some districts do that, or they feel that it's something they should do, or it's usually like an alumni survey to the class of 2024.
Absolutely.
Like that, so, but by the way, speaking of principal and your administrative team will all be coming in now, and got everything pretty well set up to go. What some are starting here in July, and some are later, but everybody's kind of you're getting it all together for this.
Yeah. So for the listeners that don't know, schools really run a July 1 through June 30th is really our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be wishing some of our administrative team the best of luck as they move on to different positions. And then honestly, we're onboarding a number of new people, and they will be starting on July 1. So we're really excited about that, just getting them up to speed. But also, I think it's interesting to bring in some different perspective as well.
Sure.
Sometimes listening to people and say, well, this is how we've done things in the past, it keeps us fresh. And I think it's timely with us just getting done with our strategic plan to really say, okay, here's the things that our community said that we wanted to do. Our board recently approved that in our last meeting. And now all of a sudden we have those new people and new lenses to be able to help us operationalize that.
So about the strategic, first I got to ask, I should ask about the principal, because that's one of the key notes of getting this in. Plus, you've gone with the dean, dean of students, so a collaborative team.
Yes. I guess, first off, I'd like to recognize Amy Krause as our elementary principal. I believe she's been in our district for 5-6 years, doing a great job with there. So she's going to be a really foundational element to help support me as we onboard a new staff team. But specifically at that middle school, high school level, we did restructure that a little bit, as we've mentioned previously. And we've taken two positions. We broke them up into three, where we have the new principal is Derek Carlson. And then we have a dean of students underneath of him, and that's going to be Shay Jones. And then Reed Smith is going to be a part-time teacher for us, and he's been in our district for a number of years, and then he's going to serve in that activities role for the afternoon.
So that kind of gives you the structure you were kind of looking for. You were looking for something to make a little change to kind of cover a lot of the bases and give them time to do what they needed to do.
Absolutely. I just feel that the previous model, they were getting pulled a lot of different directions, and we weren't able to effectively meet the needs of our community and our students. And that has no reflection of the individuals. It just was the structure as itself. So hopefully this new structure and process and having those new folks on board, we're going to be able to meet the needs of everybody.
As things go on, you find out, you may have to adapt a little bit and make those adjustments. And that's, again, just because we did it this way 3-4 years doesn't mean we can. I know a lot of administrative teams are changing right now. We got not just Ogden, but Madrid's going through the whole thing down here. We've got some new ones in Boone, too. So.
Yep.
Oh, staffing-wise, as you wrap up the year, what's it look like for you?
So we still have a couple openings. We're really having plan A, plan B, and probably plan C right now. I would just say, as a whole, education and the individuals that are entering into education continues to get lower and lower every year. A position that I might had 15 years ago, 10 years ago, when I was a principal, might have 30 applicants.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing single digits. And sometimes maybe no applicants. So we're still problem solving. We have a couple different options, but we're looking for a math teacher at the high school level. And then also we're looking either for an industrial tech or ag, like welding, ag mechanics, something in that realm to be able to kind of fill that. And then we're looking for a tag teacher to be able to help fill our team.
So they may be around, like you said, but finding them and getting one that fits into what you're looking to do, that's a challenge. So the search will be on.
The search will be on, and yes, we have lots of different options. I guess the good thing is that we will have a plan in place and ready to go for August 23rd.
Okay. Yes, because they did not change the start date for us, did they?
No, they did not.
Let's talk a little bit about the strategic your strategic plan, because I know that was something you wanted to really do. The board said, okay, let's get it done. It is really kind of your guideline that you're going to be working off of going forward.
Yeah, as I've said in previous interviews here, it's really that Northern Star. And I wanted to listen and honor the previous work that we've done, because Ogden has been successful for years before I came. But I wanted to honor those things that they're doing, and then also look forward and say, what are we going to have to do to continue to stay on that cutting edge, to continue to be able to provide the education, the experiences that we want for our staff and our students. And through listening to a lot of different stakeholder groups, we've been able to come up, and the board at our last meeting actually approved that strategic plan. So we got the vision, mission, core values, and really some district priorities. And then also we've created what's called desired daily experiences.
Okay.
And we did that for three different stakeholders. That would be our students, first and foremost, our families, as well as our staff members. And there are, you know, probably 6 to 8 different statements, and that's going to really drive the work that we do moving forward to make sure that we have those experiences come to life. So we're excited. Now that we have that, the real work really begins now, Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, we might have the pretty poster, but we need to get it beyond the pretty poster to action.
The actual implementation.
Of that strategic plan. You got it. And I think really this summer, we're going to get our leadership team together and say, okay, so if this is what we say Ogden is all about, how are we actually going to make sure that we're doing that? Mm-hmm. And align our professional development, our resources, and make sure that we're moving in that right direction.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is like we talked in the beginning when those graduates leave. Did we give them what they needed? And this should help build us in that direction. Are we giving them what they need to be successful?
You got it.
Well, that's going on. What other things? We wrapped up. Let's see. We still have some baseball and softball going on.
Yeah, baseball, softball. You know, I think our spring activities wrapped up. We had
the state champion.
We had quite a bit of success at the state meets. You know, honestly, I'm just really proud of both our male and female athletes that went down there. More importantly, they represented themselves, their family, and Ogden. And it's just honestly a real honor to be able to be the superintendent and have our student athletes out there, or our fine arts program, whatever. They continue to represent Ogden in the way that they should. And it's always, a cherry on top when you are placing, you know, in your class. And we had some top finishers in the female program, and also we had a state champion as well. So it's really a great spring overall for us.
So everybody was pretty excited.
Yes.
I like that. And sometimes those champions bring others along with them.
Well,
so we like that.
Yeah, I think it's just a culture of success breeds success. And I think that's something that we're really working hard on, and we're going to continue to build on the great things that have already been happening.
So one of the things I at a recent city council meeting I have in Ogden, I was there, and they mentioned school resource officer. So, I mean, you've been communicating. Ethan Bailey is the chief, and he did that for Boone for a number of years, and he likes that connection, again, working with the school and again, making contact with students, because if they help him in the long run, it's a good day for folks. So
yeah, absolutely. So honestly, one of the things that I continue to be saying in our board meetings is prioritizing safety. You know, so we applied for the Homeland Security Grant. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of different safety initiatives. We're making sure our policies and procedures are in place. And I also wanted to say, how might we partner with a local agency to make sure that we're being proactive in supporting our students and our families? So the state of Iowa has operational share dollars if mm-hmm. you share certain positions. And a year or two ago, they added a school resource officer on there. So I just been in conversations with the city on what that might look like if we enter it into a 2080 agreement. And ultimately, I think this could be a good thing for both entities and a good thing for Ogden Community Schools and Ogden City as well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to answer our board asked me a lot of questions.
Yep.
And I said I was going to bring that information to them in June so that they can be informed on making that decision. Yep. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to enter into a partnership with them.
Well, we know the talking's been going on, and again, we'll just see what can be put together. It does kind of open up some doors for you. I mean, you know, when the state makes some resources available for it, and you have somebody that's willing to take a look at it, and see what can be put together.
Yeah, I think honestly, everything is lining up, and I think it's just going to be a good fit for everybody.
All right. So, what's happening this summer? What are we fixing?
Summer projects, yeah.
Do you have any roof?
We're going to do a small little roof.
Okay,
yeah. So that's one thing that we got to make sure that, we're taking care of everything. And honestly, a lot of it's preventative or things just wear and tear over time. You know, a flat roof, I think, has a shelf life of 25 years. And when you have as much square footage as we have, it would be multiple millions of dollars to be able to do it in 1 year.
Yeah.
So we've really strategically broken it up, and we do certain sections on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing a portion of the elementary this summer. We're doing the new track. We're going to be resurfacing that.
And Fisher Track coming into
Fisher Track, local company.
To redo their work that they did, make it in the blue hole.
other honestly small projects, the playground mulch at the elementary has started to kind of decompose. Our board actually approved that, so we're going to be going with a more rubber synthetic material that's going to be coming in. Our custodians, I can't say enough about what they do in the summer, just doing a really deep clean. They, I think, take a lot of pride in our buildings and throughout the year.
Sure.
But it's really nice to be able to take everything out of a space, deep clean that, and get it ready to go for August. So we'll be doing that. And then honestly, the other large project that we're doing, if you remember, we had a internal transfer of our high school art teacher down to our elementary. That had been a void for a number of years where we hadn't had art. Mm-hmm. And now that we have the teacher, we need the space. So we're going to be transforming and doing some restructuring of some spaces, some walls, some furniture to make sure that we're able to accommodate those needs.
So we will have somebody working that. Yeah, those are the challenges. You had your district, like Boone and others, I think, have taken a look at facilities. And everybody right away, we just built this. But the big portion of your high school is what you're hitting around 20 years on that. So then we start talking about, well, do we need to do tuck pointing? Do we need to do, so still looking at those things, but these are the immediate things that are going to get done this summer.
These are the immediate things. And then I think it's just for our facility subcommittee and myself really to look at the information that we receive from ISG. Mm-hmm. They actually did a facility audit assessment, and they were able to prioritize certain things that needed to get done. And honestly, it's just really looking at our PEPL dollars, meeting with Melissa, our SBO, our SAVE dollars, and then really trying to figure out a plan with our facility subcommittee on how are we going to address some of the things that they identified. If we're not continually looking to improve and maintain what we have, eventually it's going to be broken down.
Then all of a sudden you got a big, pay me now or pay me later.
Yes.
And the later is very costly as a rule.
And some of our facility that I've mentioned, though, is over 50 years old.
Sure.
So honestly, there's some opportunities for us to really look at. With that strategic plan, we also need to make sure that we have the space and the facilities to align to the things that we're trying to accomplish. So I just think it's the left hand and the right hand coming together and making sure we're supporting it.
Okay. End of the financial year is going to be the end of June. June meeting, you'll pretty much have an idea of what you're looking at there. Have you figured out like the new salaries and things like that for new teachers, how that's all going to come together?
Yeah, we were able to actually move pretty quickly on that. We had a two-year agreement, bargaining agreement that was done last year, so mm-hmm. it carried through. With the recent legislation, they increased the teacher salary to $47,500 and or for year 12, $60,000 this year. But we were able to really look at the dollars that they were giving us with teacher supplemental salary, and we were able to be able to meet those thresholds. And yeah, we actually sent those out right away in April. So we've really completed all of our negotiations.
And like many districts, I'm guessing you're waiting to see what is going to be the total impact on the AA decision.
Correct.
We know what we would like to do, but what will we be able to do?
This next year, I think it's really going to be an opportunity for us just to really have a deeper understanding on what that's going to look like. And then what services do we really need? And then if we were to pay for those, because they're really going to a mm-hmm. fee structure, how much would that ultimately cost? My hope is that it's at least cost neutral and that it doesn't ultimately impact our general budget. Because ultimately,
that's where it comes from.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So we're hoping that the AEA dollars that we're able to receive are able to provide or pay for the services sure. that we need.
I think just about all the superintendents I've talked to, we're all in the same boat. I can't say for sure, but we'll see how it works out. It's going to be a trial year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that they gave us a year to really help figure that out before it goes to a 100% fee service model. Sure.
Next meeting for you coming up June 10th?
June 10th is our next meeting.
All right. Open to the public, folks, if you wish to go. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.